I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. On World AIDS Day this week, there was both good and bad news. World Vision's Steve Haas says that the epicenter of the AIDS pandemic is shifting east to Russia and India. In spite of the bad news, Haas says this is a great opportunity to fulfill the mandates of Scripture.
When we look at the situation of AIDS, the greatest creator of orphans is AIDS. The greatest creator of widows is AIDS. The issue that seems to find itself so closely akin to the poor is AIDS infection. The church was made for moving against this disease.
Next, Banda Aceh and Nias Island, Indonesia, were two areas hit hard by the tsunami in South Asia 11 months ago. International Aid, a Christian humanitarian organization, is still helping. IA's President Miles Fish just returned from Indonesia, where he attended a grand opening of two of their projects. Their first one is in Banda Aceh. Fish says the other project is their child survival program. While predominantly Muslim, Fish says Christians are being accepted in these areas.
Everyone knows what our motivations are. Our hope is that we'll be able to develop personal relationships so that we will one day have the opportunity to explain in more depth who Jesus Christ is.
And an Argentinian church of 200 set out to evangelize their community. Volunteers distributed over 2,000 books of hope in the public schools. With enthusiasm spreading, schools picked it up for curriculum. Family visitations grew into radio distribution. A festival culminated the campaign where more than 3,000 people were exposed to the gospel. What started as an outreach to a few hundred wound up reaching a whole community. Pray that the message takes hold. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like a free copy of the MNN newsletter featuring stories on Hurricane Katrina, the Pakistan earthquake, and more, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. You can also go to our website, missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.